Good morning, Chelveston, Caldecott and Chelston Rise. It's Saturday the 28th of March and this is Adrian Dale with your daily briefing. Well, actually, that's not quite true. Today's podcast has been prepared by Ray Daniels, Chair of the Parish Council. Many of you assume that actually it's me doing all the work on this emergency, but actually that's not in any way the case. There's a team of people working behind the scenes to ensure this village is prepared for whatever might come its way. Behind the scenes, Mark Hunter is beavering away on the legal, procedural and financial matters, ensuring that everything we do is grounded in law. Ray is standing back and saying, well, what resources do we need and are we going in the right direction? Brenda Eldred from the church, she's working closely with me on identifying all of the vulnerable households in the village, ensuring that they've got the support and help they need. And at the village hall, Rachel Maywood has now taken over completely from me, managing the village hall, ensuring that actually it's in a fit and ready state for any emergency that might befall the village. So actually it's a team effort. Today we thought it'd be worthwhile 1 week into the emergency for Ray to summarise where he sees we've got to and where we're going next. So, over to you, Ray.
Thank you for the introduction, Adrian. Yes, good morning, Chelveston, Caldecott and Chelston Rise. This is Ray Daniels, the Chairman of the Parish Council. First of all, I'm going to repeat three very important phrases. Stay home, protect our NHS, stay safe. You may hear me repeat these through my morning's update. 1 week into lockdown for everyone in the community. What has happened over the past 3 weeks? Information coming out of China and latterly Italy showed the world how quickly this nasty virus was spreading the world. The Parish Council, working as a team, which includes our clerk Mark Hunter, picked up on this and started to see what plans we could put in place to support our whole community. The first thing we needed to do was have a medium for getting information out to all residents quickly. My idea of using social media and specifically WhatsApp was quickly agreed upon, and as such the group was created with both Adrian and myself as the group admin. Once this was up and running, we performed the first mail drop to all households, or rather Adrian did on our behalf. This leaflet drop included relevant information on how each household could join this group. The uptake of people joining this group was and still is heartwarming, showing the utmost support and respect this community has for each other. On the whole, we may not have known our near neighbours four doors down, but now this community is getting to know more of each other. Let's hope this community spirit can continue once we are through this horrible period in our lifetime. The first plea of this group was to source volunteers to assist with what we thought would be coming down the road, helping those residents that were deemed vulnerable in any way we could. To this day and going forward, this has been outstanding. For all you volunteers, we thank you in the community's time of need. The shop waiting times and notifications of people going shopping, offering assistance in this group is fantastic. Thank you all for these updates. Certainly cuts down the amount of journeys and face-to-face meetings. Stay home. Protect our NHS. Stay safe. The Parish Council is still working away in the background for the benefit of all. As Adrian has mentioned in Thursday's morning brief, we have purchased a new laser printer to allow us to print our information leaflets now that Coleman's is closed. This in the longer term may well save us money, as the bi-monthly newsletter can be printed in-house rather than us paying Coleman's. I would also like to thank Councillor Carol Parsons and her events team for undertaking the subsequent mail drops, freeing up Adrian's time. Adrian keeps mentioning we have gaps within our community in all three areas, and requests people make sure their neighbours are okay while keeping to the social distancing rules laid down. This will be ongoing until we have the whole village mapped and, more importantly, have support in place for all residents that will require assistance. The WhatsApp group is not the only medium we are using. We also have emails, text messaging and letters. So hopefully in the near future, the whole community will be covered. Stay home. Protect our NHS. Stay safe. Yes, I have repeated them again. They are that important for us all to help stop the spread of this nasty virus. If you need assistance in any way, please, please shout out. Use any of the mediums we have provided to you. We do have several homes currently in isolation. These homes are being supported by our body volunteers. Since the lockdown has been in place and we have had all our movements restricted to help preventing the spread of the virus, it has been great to see more people on their one daily exercise, out walking the village and local area public footpaths. Everyone I've seen has been keeping to the social distancing rules, which is a great example to other parts of our country. Let us hope we can all keep using these public footpaths once we are through this current time and appreciate all we have around us. Stay home. Protect our NHS. Stay safe. On behalf of the Parish Council, I would also like to thank Vicky Hardy and family for doing an outstanding job clearing areas of the village of rubbish that has accrued over the years. This has assisted in allowing Adrian to concentrate on more pressing matters while still keeping our village clean and tidy. Wow! Thursday evening at 8 p.m. The noise through our village supporting all our essential workers and frontline staff, amazing. We stand tall amongst all other towns and villages around us. I am sure we are going to go through some tough times over the next few weeks and months, but with the spirit you have all shown to one another and the whole community, we will get through it together. To finish up with, keep washing your hands, stay at home if you're in the vulnerable groups, keep up the daily exercise because it's both good for your body and your mind. Keep your social distance. Look out for your neighbours. Shout out in any way if you see anything you feel assistance is required for. But most of all, keep yourself safe. Thank you.
Thank you, Ray. Have a great day, folks. See you tomorrow.